Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's just been a while since you've cruised to a comfortable victory at all. Even the games that, like, you're supposed to win, you know, you're up by 8 1/4, whatever, you know, a couple of fouls here, a couple of fouls there. But no, you were in command of this one really from the start. You outscored the Hornets by 7 in the first quarter and 6 in the second quarter, and then the rout was on. You got to the third quarter in the second half, really able to pull away. Trae Young was dynamic once again on the night with 31, like you talked about, Tiff. And look, you took care of business, but you took care of business in a fashion that we are not accustomed to seeing the Hawks take care of business. And I think that's the beautiful thing about looking at this is you continue to see the ascension of Zachary Zeshay, Dyson Daniels, another couple of steals. The really the concerning thing moving forward through this stretch run is going to be the bench rotation, the bench minutes, because I think really you have quality players in these starting roles. But when you start, you know, sitting Trae down and doing some of the other things, the people behind them are rough. But yeah, I mean, nice for, for the 8-point favorite Hawks to go on the road and take care of business just up I-85. And I'm not going to apologize for the Hawks beating a bad team because we know it goes the other direction quite often, more often than you want it to.
I agree with a lot of what you said. That's what happens when your 1B is out, and it is that you don't blow teams out sometimes when you should. That's, you know, missing Jalen Johnson. And it's just one of those deals that they have, you know, this Hawks team isn't bad, but they're not great, and they're average. And so average teams need to beat bad teams, and you don't always do that. You struggle, and that's been one of the problems. I do not want to change the subject, but I got to change the subject real quick before we get to it. Is it not the most ridiculous thing ever when players, sports athletes have a name that's so long on their jersey that it wraps around past the shoulder blades?
But isn't it their name?
Like Rowan Gardner.
Well, right now, the opening day was yesterday for baseball.
I'm not even looking, and I know who you're talking about.
Crow Armstrong?
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Dude.
PCA.
So Dansby Swanson, it's an RBI double. And then I look down and I look back up as you're talking, and I'm looking at you, but I look up, peek up, right over your shoulder, the game, and I see, like, letters down this other guy's back. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I mean, talking about, like, where his oblique area is coming in. And I'm like, what in the world?
But if that's his name, then I don't know his backstory.
Tiff, I think the problem is change the font size.
Why is it got to be hyphenated? Why can't it just be Crow or Armstrong?
It appears to be that maybe there's a league standard, so every font size is...
He needs his own font size.
That actually probably has to be the explanation, because there'd be no other reason why they wouldn't change the font size, but... I don't know if MLB is as strict with their uniform policy as like the NFL is. I imagine
they are.
So it's one font size only, and you better make it work.
Actually, let me rephrase it. They're not to the point where you have to have all the socks, and you can't have different colored shoes and stuff. You know how the NFL gets with that, unless it's like the cleat season or whatever. But they are, as far as baseball fans are very radical with things. Like, they're very like, it's this way or no way. I mean, there was a big outrage about the Nike logo because Nike's making their uniforms now. Remember that? I think it was last year, 2 years ago. They didn't like baseball fans were up in arms because of where the Nike logo was
located.
There's
still Braves fans that hate the Quikrete patch on the side of the uniform. It's always something. And you just look, that's with anything in the world. Some people don't like change and some people are like, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's really what it comes down
well,
to.
Well, what do you feel about like NASCAR's? NASCAR's another set
Move
of fans.
The numbers.
Yeah, they moved the numbers slightly forward.
So they get a bigger logo on the door.
And, dude, I'm going to tell you something. It makes no difference.
It makes no difference.
It makes zero difference. There's so little thing. I don't know. It just caught my attention. I know Mike hates it when I do that, but I just
I've done a bunch of Hawks research that I'd like to talk about on here, and you look over my shoulder all the time.
Guess what?
Fight.
This should tell you that you were so thorough in detail with your Hawks take that literally all I could say was what you said in a different way.
All right.
So I just thought I'd, go there.
You guys know what day it is and you know what time it is. Today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I'll try to keep Bo locked in and keep him from looking over my shoulder at television screens that nobody can see the rest of which one Wednesday.
I'm glad Tiffany's judging.
You're up. Are you ready for this?
I was born ready.
Bo. And Tiffany's going to judge and tell me which one of you guys wins the... I don't want to call it a debate, but that's probably what it is. Competition. The friendly banter. All right. Hey, let's start right here. One of the conversations we were having earlier was about potatoes, shockingly, and sweet potatoes versus regular. So which one of these are you more likely to order at a restaurant, French fries or tater tots? French fries or tater tots? Dylon, we'll start with you.
Well, off the simple fact, so I don't mistake it for okra. No, I'm just kidding. I'm still going with French fries. French fries are the GOAT. They're the OG. They always hit. Tater tots are, usually can't miss too, but I'm just more of a French fry guy, and I think French fries are better. And honestly, I'm going to go with this too. I know you probably get more tater tots than maybe you do French fries, but usually you get more bang for your buck when you order a side of fries than when you order a side of tater tots. So to me, they taste a little bit better.
Interesting.
You're getting more bang for your buck, and they're the OG. I'm going with French fries.
All right.
I'm glad you went with French fries because it makes it easier for me because I'm a tater tot guy. Do I love French fries? Yeah. But everybody makes French fries. And I think because some people get lazy with their French fries. And tater tots are always done the same way. You don't ever come out unless you're eating a cafeteria lunch at school, with all due respect to all the lunch ladies and lunch lady land out there, nor the only times you get them soggy. They're always crispy, extra crispy, which is the way a tater tot should be. People get lazy with French fries. They don't go the extra mile because it's just a throwaway for most people at most restaurants. Therefore, you have to go to a certain place to get a good fry. Tater tots are normally done right everywhere you go. Tater tots.
Interesting. All right. Interesting take. All right. How about this one? Let's pivot to the NFL. News continues to come out day after day that Joe Flacco has been in contact. This team is considering him. That team's considering him. Who's going to have more touchdown passes next season in the NFL, Joe Flacco or Kirk Cousins? Joe Flacco or Kirk Cousins? Bo, we'll start with you on this one.
This is an impossible question.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
I'm going to go with Joe Flacco.
All right.
And let me tell you why. But the dust clears, all is said and done, he's going to be back in Cleveland. And therefore, he's going to be starting the season for Cleveland as their quarterback. No matter if they draft a quarterback or not, he will start the year. Joe Flacco's proven. He's going to go to the opportunity where he gets a chance to get the most playing time. And the reason I'm doing all that is because I think Kirk Cousins has backed himself he's been a winner every time he signed a contract. But I don't know if other than money, I don't think he's going to win his way out of this one. I think he's going to be on the roster next year on opening or the opening game or week one or the kickoff,
when the season
whatever.
Kicks off.
Yeah. Analogy you want to go with?
All right. What do you think, Dylon?
Completely disagree. I'm going with Big Kirko. Big Kirko. I mean, we played the sound from Zach Jackson earlier. Now it didn't go as well as Jackson.
You can't use
Zach
that. Jackson that's planned. Inaccurate. He said over the weekend. The weekend's
Hold on.
You're already a loser.
No. You didn't let me finish. You didn't let me cook. If you continue to let me cook, I would have said it. It didn't go the way Zach Jackson planned. Of course, to your point, but I still think his point is correct as far as the Browns. Kirk Cousins is the Browns' number one plan. So with that being said, Terry Fontenot will continue to hold out. The Browns will realize at some point they're going to have to trade for Kirk Cousins, And then when it comes to what Kirk Cousins is going to do with Joe Flacco.
Trap, take over.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fair enough.
I cannot believe you used a guy who was so far wrong as an argument to win something. Right. That's shameful.
Let's move on. How about this one? What are we more likely to find you guys doing? Riding a scooter down the Beltline or going backpack hiking up in the North Georgia mountains? What are we more likely to see you doing? Scooter on the Beltline, which is just the image is hilarious, or, you know, taking a satchel up and hiking the App Trail up in North Georgia? And Dylan, we'll start with you.
I am definitely going to be scootering. I like hiking. Scootering. I like nature. I like nature. But if I had to choose between the two, I think I would have more fun riding through the city streets on a scooter.
There you go.
Enjoying a little
zooming
bit of
and swerving.
Yeah, take me to old Fourth Ward Park. I'll visit the murals and ride around and all those things.
Hit the skate park down there.
I might do a little heely. Might do a little wheel flip or whatever you can do on a scooter. And there
spoken
you go.
Spoken like a true Gen Zer. Don't know what exercise is if it slaps you in the face. Give me the Appalachian Trail.
We can play one on one if you
want. I'll put the backpack on and I'll put the baby pack on the front so the baby will be facing. We'll go hiking. I'll show that baby what nature is. I was born in the woods, raised on the woods. Here I am. Walking through the woods with my newborn, that would be me. Because that's real exercise, not riding a little scooter.
Let's go on to the next question.
These people are menace to society.
Let's go on to the next question.
Scooters.
It's the one I teased. Or if you could have one of these guys that had to sit out next season against the Falcons, would you rather have Derrick Brown sit out or Taysom Hill sit out? Bo, we'll start with you. Derrick Brown or Taysom Hill?
Derrick Brown. Taysom Hill's a gadget player, and the guy that's used him the best in the gadgets is not even there anymore. Derrick Brown is a three-down player when he is healthy and on the field. And by the way, Chris Lindstrom will tell you he is the hardest guy for him to block. You get to face that team twice a year. They're a team that is getting better on defense. Derrick Brown is a game wrecker. I don't want him anywhere on the field.
Go, Dylan.
Derrick Brown is scary still. Taysom Hill isn't scary anymore, so I got to go with Taysom Hill as well. He's not that guy anymore. He's going to be throwing.
Wait. No, wait. What?
Yeah. I think you're just talking it backwards. You'd rather Derrick Brown sit out.
Yeah, okay. I'd rather Derrick Brown sit out. Yeah, because he's definitely more scary right now than Taysom Hill is. Taysom Hill's not that guy anymore that's going to be throwing two touchdowns or three touchdown passes against the Falcons like he did in years past. He is a older gadget player. So, Derrick Brown, please sit this one.
All right, let's try to move quick here. I want to get to a couple of these. Who is a bigger star in the city of Atlanta? Not more valuable for their team, not a bigger star in their league. Who's a bigger star in the city of Atlanta? Trey Young or Ronald Acuña Jr.? Trey Young or Ronald Acuña Jr.? Dylan, we'll start with you.
It's Ronald Acuña Jr. just because he had the historic 70-40 season. He's had the better output, and he's, even though he wasn't playing when the Braves won a World Series, he did help the Braves win a World Series. So I have to go Ronald Acuña Jr. I think Trey Young can be more sexy maybe at times, sometimes, but more winning. Balls. He's got the champ. He's got the championship as well. He's got the big 70-40 season.
It's the beard that does it for you, ain't it?
Ronald Acuña Jr. has the MVP. I'm going Ronald.
I think Dylan's right. It is Ronald Acuña Jr. He has no reasoning, though. He's just kind of spewing words that don't make sense. The Atlanta Braves are the team that this city has been in love with for over 30 years. They have been the predominant winner in this city. They have been the team. This city is so alive when the Braves are doing well, and he is the star, the MVP of that team. Pete, we still give Freddie Freeman a standing ovation every time he comes back to Truist Park.
Right.
You don't think Ronald Acuña won't get that treatment? It's obviously Ronald Acuña Jr.
Last one. What is more likely in the next 2 years? Bo's wife is pregnant with number two, or Dylan is expecting number one? Bo's wife is pregnant with number
two. Dylan is expecting.
2 years.
Dylan is expecting number one.
Dylan, you go first.
He went first with Ronnie.
That's all right. I get to choose. It's my segment, like you always say.
Me.
Absolutely not. Bo's is definitely Bo number two. And you said next 2 years? Nah, fam. we gonna be talking about pork chop number two.
Hey.
Bo gonna be coming back for seconds,
Dylan,
man.
Pork tenderloin on the way.
You know why I say Dylan with number one? Because Dylan's not in charge of his own life. Simone is. That's why.
You think you're in charge of when Amy's gonna?
Yeah,
for you.
My game is strong.
You lost me on that. Even though your Acuña argument was really strong, Bo. You lost because you said hiking.
Oh!
And we all know you're always complaining about your knees, your back, something else every day. There's no way in the hell you're going to be hiking.
I don't think I can see him scootering or hiking.
I only lost one argument and I lost the whole thing.
No, tater tots. Ugh. Yeah, fresh fries all day.
Tater tots are usually more greasy too. Just putting that out there.
You know, it's not your viewpoint. It's the way I argue
no,
the
she's
point.
The judge.
It is.
These judges are trash.
I listened to that, and I just wasn't down with the crispiness of tots. I've had some bad tots before.
And they're usually more greasy.
Well, you need to pick your tater tot places better.
All right, thanks for playing. That's which one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.